Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. I'm so glad you joined me. And as I was seeking the Lord about what to share, He directed me to a passage in the book of Judges, and I'd like to read a few of those verses. And the reason I feel that He's placed this on my heart is that some of you may be listening and you're just spiritually weary. You're tired of the battles and you don't see any end out of your situation. To the natural, it looks hopeless, like things aren't ever going to change. And you love the Lord, you're trying to keep on keeping on, but it just seems so bleak. There doesn't seem much in the way of really encouraging prospects. Well, it's good to know that those feelings that you're feeling, you're not alone. Not only do all of us perhaps from time to time experience that, but also we see in the very pages of God's Word that God's heroes and heroines of the faith went through the same kind of battles as we. And sometimes we have to use our imagination to really project ourselves into the storyline, into what the Bible is telling us about these people that experience God's power in a remarkable way. And God moved in their lives in many ways to bring deliverance, to bring healing, miracles, tremendous answers to prayer. And so, as the Word says, the Old Testament, in fact, all of the Word of God, but especially the Old Testament, were given as examples to us because under that Old Covenant, they didn't have the resources of grace. Jesus' blood had not been shed. And in many respects, they were working at a much greater disadvantage than we today who will acknowledge Jesus. We have so many resources of God's grace and goodness and mercy that is extended to us. And in fact, the Old Covenant was given just to show how impossible it was for us to keep the Old Covenant. So that's why the Lord sent Jesus, His only begotten Son, who was able to live a sinless life and fulfill every portion of that covenant, and He died in our place. Praise God. So let's look at a person who had some real difficulties. His life was anything but pleasant. In fact, all of Israel's lives at this point, their experiences were not pleasant. And to understand why, I'm going to be reading starting at Judges, the 6th chapter, verse 1. If you have your Bibles, feel free to join me. And we're going to read about Gideon. Go in this thy might. Verse 1, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. Just think, this had been going on 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them dens, which are in the mountains, and caves and strongholds. And so it was, when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitudes, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Well, this is the situation. It says very clearly the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord had warned them about that. If you turn and seek and follow other gods, and if you transgress the covenant that that He established with them, that they would become preys to their enemies. And that's exactly what happened for a total of 7 years. And their enemies were so intense and so mighty in number. It says they left no sustenance, neither sheep nor oxen nor ass. They plundered all of Israel, and they were without number. And so Israel was greatly impoverished. They had to be in famine. And it was a really desolate and desperate situation. But because of this, sometimes it takes real tragedies, difficulties to get people to turn to God. Look what happened at 9/11, right? The churches, at least for a very short time, were filled to capacity. After that terrorist attack, people really sought God, and then it seems we just as rapidly forgot Him. Not the Christians, of course. There are many very sincere, believing, praying Christians, and we certainly should for this nation, because things, you look at the world situations, and it's dreadful, the wars and the violence and the atrocities that are being committed on a daily basis that can't even be mentioned. And so this was a very difficult situation. And you know, the marvelous thing is, saints, God has not changed. He wasn't a different God in the Old Testament than He is today. We're under a new covenant. There's a time of grace that He's extending to mankind because of His Son Jesus. But if we will not serve God, there's a penalty to be paid. There will be, in God and His mercy allows that. So just as in the case of Israelites, they turn to the Lord. May it not take greater calamities to get us in this nation to turn to God. And saints, we need to be praying as never before. Now, let's go on reading in verse 7. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, listen to this, they were praying, God answered. Verse 8, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Now, I want to stop reading in this chapter, and let's just pause a moment to see again really what was going on. Who was Midian? Well, as a person, the Midianites were named after Midian, who was a son of Abraham and Keturah. Keturah was the wife of Abraham after Sarah's death. And the descendants of this boy, Midian, were numerous and wealthy. They were nomadic tribes which occupied plains east of Moab. The Israelites had been commanded to maintain deadly hostility against the nation because of their worship of Baal Peor, which the Midianites had tempted them with under the instigation of Balaam. I won't take time to turn there or read, but it's Numbers, the 25th chapter, those first 18 verses. And while Balaam, because he was under the anointing of God, he simply could not curse Israel, yet he went through a back door and allowed the women to entice the men into Baal worship, and so they suffered a great penalty. Israel did. Now, in the preceding chapters of Israel's history that's recorded here in the Bible, Israel had been under the oppression of Jabin, king of Canaan, and deliverance had been given by God under Deborah. But this had been the last great attempt by the original inhabitants of the land to recover their lost country. And in verse 2, as we've been reading, it says, the hand of Midian prevailed. In other words, this is a foreign invasion. And the Israelites were too wretched and too impoverished to offer any resistance. And know what the Lord said through that prophet that came. And in verse 10, he said, I said unto you, I'm the Lord your God. Fear not the God of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. Now, the gods of the Amorites, the Amorites were the most powerful of all Canaanitish tribes, and their name is sometimes used for all the Canaanites. And no deliverance can be promised until repentance has begun. And when the warnings of the prophet are heeded, then the mission of the deliverer begins. So we're assuming now, because things finally, after 7 years, got so bad, they were crying out to the Lord, and because they were under such duress, and the Lord sends them a prophet. And he says, fear not the gods of the Amorites. I am your Lord, but you haven't obeyed my voice. So when there is repentance, now let's see what happens. I'm going to start reading at verse 11. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was at Ophrah, that pertaineth unto Joash, the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Well, my time is just about gone, and we're going to pick up right here tomorrow on the next broadcast. I do invite you to tune in if you're at all able to. If not, just go to our UCM website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the podcast and listen at any time, or rehear one if you so choose. The announcer in a moment is going to give our contact information. I'd love to hear from you. Won't you write? Share those prayer burdens. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,